genuine Michigan common sense on display every day.
All right, don't forget tomorrow is the big day for Wolverine. I've been telling you about this for a while, but Wolverine Water tomorrow, we're going to give away a $4,000 system right here on the program. A $4,000 water treatment system. Wolverine is the state's premier water treatment company. They've been here since 1947, locally owned and operated. You can get a free water test. A free water test. Just log on to Wolverine Water System. But better yet, get entered into this contest by going to stevegruber.com. Click the Wolverine button. It's not too late. I'm going to do that tomorrow. Now, I'm going to be off tomorrow, but I'm going to jump on the program to give that away. Make sure you're listening, because I'm looking forward to finding somebody, pulling that. I'll get that information today and hope that we can help somebody out for it. It'll be a big Christmas present. Help somebody out for Christmas. It'll be a big present, and I'm looking forward to doing it. All right, so if you're done with your Christmas shopping, good. If you're not, you got a couple of days left. We're done. I'm done. I'm going to enjoy the snow. I'm going to enjoy a white Christmas. I'm going to have a great time. I love Christmas. And I couldn't believe it yesterday when I was listening to somebody at the gym, you know, belly aching about how much they didn't like it because it was so much work and it was so hard. Really? Suck it up, buttercup. Put a smile on your face. It's good for people, you know, and you can help other people feel better. It just seems odd to me. Just seems odd to me that people are so negative even at this time of the year. Anyhow. Let's see here. In quick coverage of your headlines before we go for the day. Christmas shoppers are in shock after a car plowed through Australian streets today. Amazingly, nobody was killed in that attack. This happened earlier. It was a deliberate attack, as you've heard before. An Afghan migrant in Australia used an SUV to plow into a crowd of pedestrians in Melbourne, injuring at least 14 people in a deliberate terrorist attack. Person has a history of drug use and mental illness. Has assaulted people before. Fortunately, nobody killed. Amazingly, nobody killed in this random attack on pedestrians in Australia. Meanwhile, the media finally is, the media is finally giving in a little bit. And begrudgingly admitting that the first year of Donald Trump's presidency has accomplished some very important things. Now, the media often appraises presidencies and politics through liberal-tinted glasses, writes Jim Vanderhei and Mike Allen on Axios, but the vast majority of the Republican Party like, even love these policies. We've been saying all year, watch what he does, not what he says. Until recently, he hasn't done much. But these wins are substantial, with consequences for millions of Americans and for many years to come. They note that Trump also won approval not just for Neil Gorsuch, but for a dozen circuit court judges. In fact, Donald Trump will put more judges on federal benches possibly than any president in history because of the number of vacancies that were left behind. On foreign policy, there is a telling New York Times piece by conservative columnist Ross Douthat. He has been a harsh, he was brought on, as you may recall, to be the token conservative at the New York Times. Ran some questionable stories and comments early on. He has been a harsh critic of the president. He says the decimation of ISIS has drawn scant media attention, almost none. Here's part of what he wrote. There is nothing more characteristic of the Trump era, with its fire hose of misinformation, scandal, and hyperbole, than that America and its allies recently managed to win a war that just 2 years ago consumed headlines and dominated political debate and helped Trump get elected. And somehow nobody seems to notice. It's true, there was no surrender ceremony and ISIS still exists. But it's lost its physical stronghold in Iraq. It has no capital. Says Douthat, this is also a press failure, a case where the media is not adequately reporting an important success story because it does not fit into the narrative of Trumpian disaster. in which our journalistic entities are all invested. So true, that is. It seems that the media slowly, grudgingly, in some places, let's not get carried away. I wouldn't expect to see some nice piece on Donald Trump on NBC Nightly News tonight. Don't hold your breath for that. But at some point, you have to realize it's been a pretty decent year. The final reading on growth, for example, in the economy, 3.2%. 3.2%. The U.S. economy grew at its fastest pace in several years in the third quarter, powered by robust business spending, and is poised for what could be a modest lift next year from sweeping tax cuts. So more of it on the way, 3.3. The president predicting 4%. We'll see what happens. The president predicting 4% as a result of the $1 trillion in tax cuts that have been put forth that will be signed someday soon. And you just look at all the economic positivity. It's everywhere. The lowest unemployment rate in 20 years, 4.1% and falling. The Dow set 70 records so far, heading for 25,000. U.S. home sales hit an 11-year high. Almost 2 million new jobs have been created so far, and more are coming. I'd say overall, it's been a pretty good year. Been a pretty good year. Like I said, I'm going to take tomorrow off, but again, it's not too late for you to join the contest. I want to encourage you to, if you've had an interest in getting into the Wolverine contest, now is the time. Should do it before I leave for the day. Go to stevegruber.com, jump on the Wolverine button, a little bit of information, and you're in the contest. It's not too late. The $4,000 Wolverine water treatment system. I look forward to having you on board with it. $4,000 system from my good friends at Wolverine Water. I have a Wolverine system. That's how I got to know these guys. And I only tell you about things that work. Trust me on that. I'm not going to have you involved unless these guys are the best, and they are. stevegruber.com, click the Wolverine button. Some final thoughts after the break.
Located just 5 blocks from the state capitol, the Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day in Lansing, delivering powerful advocacy for Michigan's job providers. The Chamber exists for and because of the thousands of business owners of every size and type across the state who have joined the Chamber in support of its mission to promote conditions favorable to job creation and business success in Michigan. Our core purpose is to help state Chamber members solve their business problems and thrive. Go to michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
The traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. It's time we switch to longer-lasting Energy Star light bulbs. They're more efficient than the old bulbs, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. And they cut down on our energy costs. Because in our own groundbreaking age, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the